Jesus.
Brethren,
Ara,
we give all the glory to God for this day. And on behalf of our Father in the Lord, my able husband, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer of the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries Worldwide, and the entire pastorate of MFM Church Worldwide, I welcome you in Jesus' name. It is obvious to us that the year is ending. But our God is unending. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, who is, and who shall forever be. His love is unending. His word is unending. It says in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. His word stands. Has he given you a word? His promises stand and are sure to the last. Has he spoken? It shall stand fast, unmoved, and you shall have your testimony.
Therefore, he says in the book of Psalms 46, verse 10, he says, be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the air. Our God is the unchanging changer. The rewriter of history. Park aside your tears. Park aside your discouragement. Be focused. Be positioned for the last minute miracles. For he has spoken. And it shall be so. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in the strength of this, we go into our hour of victory utterances. Victory utterances. As I issue the words with force, with aggression, with madness of faith in your heart, grab them, and it shall be so. Shall we rise up on our feet in Jesus' name? Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. The first utterance is this. When I say it, you say it after me. And we round it up with in the name of Jesus. The first utterance. The glory.
Oh God.
That cannot be doubted. Glory.
Oh God.
That cannot be doubted. Shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The second utterance. Any demonic gang. Planning to steal my laughter. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Amen.
Amen.
My God.
That
is the third utterance. My God. Shall arise and visit my life. This kind of visitation is real.
It
starts from this minute. My God shall arise and visit my life with permanent blessings. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The fourth utterance. My God shall give me a victory.
Yo, for me, Shagun.
That cannot be disputed.
In the name of Jesus. And the louder amen.
Amen.
The fifth utterance. My God shall arise. And curse my enemies.
Yes, I want
to see that I serve a living God. How many of us believe that? Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question.
The sixth utterance. My life. Shall disgrace the gates of hell. My life shall disgrace the gates of hell. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question.
The seventh victory utterance. My God shall arise and prepare the grave of my Haman in the name of Jesus. Your Haman is the enemy of your destiny. Your Haman is the enemy that does not want your glory to shine. Their grave is being prepared, and tonight they are buried in the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The eighth victory utterance. In this coming year, let us put it this way. From now and all through the new year, I shall not miss my Moses. I shall not miss my Moses. In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The ninth utterance. My Father.
Baba mi.
By your mighty power.
Ni gbagbara nla re.
My maximum.
Ohun je pe o ga julo mi.
Of this year.
Eyi to nsele si mi ninu odun yi.
Shall experience even a bigger blessing. In the coming year, in the name of Jesus. That means the blessing of this year shall be multiplied in the new year. Your laughter this year shall be multiplied in the new year. Where they said there is no way, there shall be plenty of ways
for blessing in the coming year.
Your laughter shall be more. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
This question.
And then.
Amen.
The final.
It's okay.
Victory utterance. My advice.
adversaries. Hear the word of the Lord. I want you to put prophetic action into this. As you are throwing it, I'm sure people at your back will throw their own away too. They will throw it away.
Throw it.
My adversaries!
Hear
the word of the Lord!
In Jesus' name we pray. We are on another session titled Rasha be the head and not the tail. Can somebody shout it louder? Amen.
Amen.
We'll take the first prayer point like this. And if you know you are destined for the top, pray it very well. Say, oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. Oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, please. Oh God, arise and magnetize my head to the top. Magnetize my head to the top. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, by fire, by force, take me to my place of destiny. Somebody who wants something dramatic, you say, oh Lord, by fire, by force, take me to my place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, please. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, we are into another section titled Power Against Marital Turbulence. And we are going to shout this prayer point loud and clear. Say, any power aside against my home.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Aside against my home. Die! 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni orukola Jesu ni agbadura.
We are in another section.
Awa ninu ipele miran.
Titled
Eti Akpini
Revoking the Evil Verdict.
Biba gbogbo ase buburu.
I want you to open your mouth and pray with all anger in your spirit.
Mo fe ko lainu re ko si gbadura pelu ibinu ninu
ese re. Shout it loud and clear.
O ki gbere ni ohun rara.
Say, every witchcraft judgment,
o wipe
gbogbo idajo aje
place upon my head.
Ti won fi le ori mi.
I want you to shout it better.
Mo fe ko kipe re dara dara.
In the name of Jesus,
ni oruko Jesu,
every evil judgment,
gbogbo ase kase buburu,
place upon my head.
Ti won fi le ori mi.
Eku. In the name of Jesus,
ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name, they are dead.
Ni oruko Jesu ni won ti ku.
This session is titled,
Ipele yi ni a npe ni,
Let My Blessings Locate Me.
Je ki awon ibukun mi wa mi ri.
Lift your two hands to the heavens.
O nawo re mejeje sinu awon orun.
Say every blockage.
O mi pe gbogbo ohun idiwo,
every barrier,
gbogbo ohun idena,
to my divine blessings,
si ibi ibukun mi lati
Scatter by fire. Every blockage, every barrier. To my blessings. Scatter by thunder. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, it is settled. We're into another session titled Touch Not My Anointed. And I say unto you, as we're entering into 2011, any power, any principality that wants to touch you shall be buried. With that stance, take this prayer. I crush under my feet all evil powers trying to touch me for evil. In the name of Jesus, begin to crush them under your feet. Crush them. In the name of Jesus, I crush them under my feet. Every evil power planning to touch me for evil. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba adura.
We are in another section.
Atiwa ni pele miran bayi.
Title.
Eyi ti a pe akole re ni.
Disgracing the unfriendly friends.
Didoju ti awon ore, awon ota to nse bi ore.
You are going to shout this louder than anyone beside you.
Ki a ke eleyi lohun goroju eni to wa legbe wa lo.
Oh God. And disgrace all my unfriendly friends. In the name of
Jesus.
God arise. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. All my unfriendly friends. Disgrace them.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Oruko Jesu ti o ni agbara lagbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in another round of prayers.
Atuwa ni pele ti adura miran.
Title.
Iti a pe akori re ni.
Paralyzing children killers.
Yiya ni ara awon to npa won mo.
Paralyzing children killers.
Siso di alai lagbara awon to npa won mo.
The first prayer point.
Koko adura koko.
Every power.
Gbogbo agbara,
every power.
Gbogbo agbara,
on assignment to waste my children.
To ti gba ise se lati fi awon omo mi sofo.
Every power.
every power.
Gbogbo agbara.
An assignment to waste my children.
To ti fi se le lowo lati pa.
You are a liar.
Eke mi o. Jesse.
Oh yes,
Benny.
Oh yes,
Benny.
In Jesus' name, we are praying. The next session. Power against profitless hard work. You know, many people work like elephants and eat like ants. And that's why you really need to pray this one with holy anger. I want you to raise your hand to the heavens. Because your hand is the symbol of your labor. And you are going to cry unto God like this. Let God arise! And destroy by fire every profitless hard work in my life. In the name of Jesus, let God arise. Let God arise and destroy by fire every profitless hard work in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. We are in another section. Uprooting evil plantations. And I would like you to pray the first prayer with fire and anger. Shout it at the top of your voice. Any evil plantation. Planted into my life. Assigned to disgrace me in the new year. Any evil plantation. Planted into my life. Assigned to disgrace me in the new year. Die! Open your mouth and pray it. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. We are another section titled Destroying Satanic Marriage. Say this one loud and clear. Any power that says I will not enjoy my marriage. In the year 2011, you are Lord. In the name of Jesus, any power that says I will not enjoy my marriage in the year 2011. It is not possible.
Oh,
it is not possible.
Oh,
tie. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This is another session of prayer. Title, Receiving Fresh Fire. If you are ready for a fresh fire, please lift your two hands to the
heavens.
And shout this prayer like a prophet. Say, my father.
Baba mi, baba mi, baba mi.
I want a fresh fire. Give me now. In the name of Jesus. My father. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko la Jesu la
Three powerful amen to that.
Amen la meta siye.
We are in another session.
Ati wa ni ipele miran.
Defeating dreams of demotion.
Awon alabuburu ti iroloye.
Defeating dreams of demotion.
Bibori awon alaijakule.
You shout this with fire in your voices. Say every dream of demotion. Drawing me backward. Scatter and die forever. In the name of Jesus, every dream of demotion, drawing my life backward, scatter and die forever.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu Kristi ni agbadura.
We are in another section.
Atun ti wa ni ipele omiran bayi.
Titled, O Lord, do a new thing in my life.
Eyi ti a pe akori re ni pe Oluwa se won odun ninu aye mi.
Candidate of breakthrough in 2011, shout a crazy hallelujah.
Awon eniyan laja ni odun to bo, eke hallelujah la.
Look for somebody and grab the two hands of the person. Check the hand of the person whether it's hot. Shout this at the head of the person. With thunder in your voice. With mighty thunder in your voice. Say any power. Sitting on what belongs to you. Shout it at the person.
Die!
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus Christ in the bad.
Oh, behind to another prayer session now.
Ati wa ni ipele adura omiran
titled
ti a pe ni
paralyzing marriage killers.
Yiya awon ti n pa igbeyawo laro.
Paralyzing marriage killers.
Yiya awon ti n pa igbeyawo laro.
And we are going to shout the first prayer point like this.
Awon si kipe koko adura koko bayi.
Every damage
gogo ibaje
done to marriages in 2010.
Ti won se sinu igbeyawo ni odun 2010.
Every damages
gogo ibaje
done to marriage in 2010.
Ti won se sinu awon igbeyawo ninu odun 2010.
Be repaired by the blood of Jesus.
Ma gba tun se nipa eje Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesus.
Every marriage damage done to marriages in 2010.
Gogo idibaje ti won se sinu igbeyawo.
Be repaired by the blood of Jesus.
Three amen to that.
Amen meta si yen.
In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la gbadura.
Well, in another section titled
Ati wa ni ipele mi ti a pe ni
dealing with pocket with holes.
Bigbogun ti ajadi apo.
We will pray the first prayer point like this.
A lo gba koko adu akoko bayi.
Blood of Jesus.
Eje Jesu.
Break every curse and evil covenant.
Fa gbogbo egu ati majemu
responsible for pocket with holes in my life.
Eyi to se alati le ya jade apo ninu aye mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Blood of Jesus.
Eje Jesu.
Break every curse and evil covenant.
Fa gbogbo majemu ati egun
responsible for pocket with holes in my life.
Eyi to se ojuse fun ajade apo ninu aye mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu alagbara ni agba adura.
We are in another section.
Ati bosi sori miran bayi.
Binding evil observers.
Lati ma lati de gogo awon to pinpin bi.
I want you to raise your right hand into the heavens.
Mo fe ki o knock out sun re si orun.
And declare this one with fire.
Ko wa ki pele ijade
pe mi. Say, oh God, arise.
Oluwa dide.
And give me total victory. Over all evil observers. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Oh God, arise. And give me total victory. Over all evil observers. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
The next section of prayers
ipele ti a wa bayi
cannot be handled while we sit down.
O ko le gba ni joko.
So we have to stand up.
Nitori na ni lati dide.
The title of the session
akori ipele ti a wa yi
is possessing the gate of my enemy.
Ohun na ni gbigba enu bodi awon ota mi.
Possessing the gate of my enemy.
Gbigba enu bodi awon ota mi.
You will pray the first prayer like this.
E o gba gbogbo adura kokoko bayi.
You say security surrounding my enemies.
E o wi pe idabobo awon ota mi.
Scatter. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Security surrounding my enemies. I command you to scatter. 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 I command you to scatter.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Power against coughing spirit.
Agbara lodi si emi posi.
That is the next section we have now.
Ipele adura ti a wa ni.
And you are going to pray like this.
A wa gbadura bayi.
Every power.
Agbara kagbara.
Preparing coughing for my life.
O seto posi fun aye mi.
Die with your coughing.
Ku pelu
coughing. In the name of Jesus. Every power.
Agbara kagbara.
preparing coffin for my life. Die with your coffin, die with your coffin, die with your coffin, die with your coffin, die with your coffin.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. We are in another session titled Power Against Stagnancy. And we're going to pray the first prayer point like this. Stagnancy powers of my father's house. I reject you.
Moko.
Jesus. Stagnancy powers of my father's house.
I reject you.
In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
And
louder amen to that. In this section of prayers, we are dealing with problems expanders. Problems expanders. You are going to pray for that fellow. And that fellow will pray for you like this. Any power assigned to supervise problems in your life. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any power assigned to supervise problems in your life. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, they are dead.
Sometimes the shadows gather amidst obscure the way. Sometimes the clouds grow heavy and darken all the day. How precious to remember our Father's loving care, that He still loves His children. Keep on believing, God will answer prayer. Keep on believing, never despair, though you'll be heavy laden and burdened down with care. Remember, God still loves you and He answers. Oh God.
Let's raise up our two hands where we are and pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to appreciate God for what He has done in your life and for preserving you. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God? How great is His name? How great is His love? Forever the city, He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. I said, let me trust Him. Amen.
Amen.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord.
you for this time.
Baba, adupe lowo yin fun akoko yi.
I will praise the holy name for gathering us together here.
Asi yo ko mimo yin fun eko ajo sin yin.
Thank you for protecting us.
Adupe pe e daabobo wa.
Thank you for your loving kindness.
Adupe fun iseun ife yin.
Thank you because many waters are passed under the bridge.
Adupe pe opo ojo lo ti ro ti le ti fi mu.
But you kept us standing by your power.
Adupe pe wa ro esin mu wa duro ni pa ba.
Thank you because amidst the devouring lions.
Adupe pe laarin awon kini won a je ninu
yin. You kept us standing by your power.
Adupe wa ro ni pa ba ra yin.
Thank you because you are a rock.
Adupe nitori eyin ni apata.
Thank you because you are our strength. Thank you because you are shelter in the time of storm. Thank you for your name which is above all names. Thank you for the righteousness of your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
we are gathered at this program. Let each and everyone gather there tonight. Experience the touch of Jehovah. And I prophesy upon every life gathered there tonight. There shall be no negative carryover. In the name of Jesus. There shall be no negative carryover. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And let's listen very carefully. This has been a very interesting year. A year of many ups and downs. As we are about to position ourselves for the next year, it is important that I share these few words with you, which will help you to position yourself appropriately for the coming year.
Ti o le ran lowo lati fi ra re si ko to to ati e to ye fun odun to nbo.
And I'd like you to listen very carefully.
O se fe ke farabalẹ te ti gbo mi.
If there is anything at all,
bi o nko ba ti le wa wa,
that disgraces man,
to n doju ti eniyan,
that puts man in trouble,
to n ko wahala de ba eniyan,
it is rooted in just one word in scripture.
Gbogbo rẹ n bẹ ninu ọrọ kan ṣo ninu iwe mimọ.
Disobedience.
Aigboran.
Disobedience.
Aigboran.
When a man begins to disobey God,
nígbà tí ènìyàn bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣàìgbọràn sí Ọlọ́run,
he's positioning himself for failure and disaster.
Ó ń fira rẹ̀ sí ipò tí yóò fi kùnà àti ìjàmbá ni.
A lot of people live this particular year in chronic acidic disobedience to God.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ní ọdún yìí wọ́n pé ìgbé ayé àìgbọràn rọrùn, àìgbọràn pọ́nbélé sí Ọlọ́run.
And to some,
fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn,
it's like the Almighty has shown them a yellow card.
Ó dàbí pé ọ̀gá ògo fi ìwé ṣọ́ra rẹ ṣe.
That if they don't quickly run to what God wants, there may be serious trouble. I'm here to caution the careless and to warn those who are playing with spiritual things. In 1 Samuel chapter 15,
ìwé kíní Samueli orí karùndínlógún.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ìwé kíní Samueli orí karùndínlógún.
God gave an instruction to a king.
Ọlọ́run fún ọba kan ní àṣẹ.
His instruction was very clear.
Àṣẹ tá a pa fún ó lọ tààrà.
There was nothing cloudy about that instruction.
Kò sí ohun tó ṣújú nípa àṣẹ tí Ọlọ́run pa.
Listen to me, beloved, and listen to me very well.
Ara ẹ̀tẹ́ ti gbọ́ mi kẹ́sì gbọ́ mi dáadáa.
Because we're going to another year.
Nítorí à ń wọ inú ọdún mìíràn lọ.
And that year,
ọdún náà,
you need preparation.
O sì nílò ìmúra sílẹ̀.
And part of why you are in this service tonight is to teach you that preparation.
Lára ìdí tó fi wà nínú ìsìn àṣálẹ̀ yìí òun ni láti kọ́ ní àwọn ìmúra sílẹ̀ yẹn.
In 1 Samuel chapter 15,
ìwé kíní Samueli orí karùndínlógún,
the instruction was given to King Saul.
Àṣẹ òun àfi fún Saul ọba.
This is what God said.
ohun ti Olorun wire.
In 1 Samuel 15:3.
Samuel kini ori karundinlogun ese iketa.
Now go and smite Amalek.
Lo nisisin ki o si kolu Amalek.
And utterly destroy all that they have.
Ki o si pa gbogbo nkan won ni aparun.
And spare them not.
Ma si se da won si.
But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass.
Ṣùgbọ́n pa àti ọkùnrin àti obìnrin wọn, ọmọ kékeré àti àwọn tí ó wà lẹ́nu ọmú, màálù àti àgùntàn, ìbákasí ẹ àti kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
That was the instruction.
Àṣẹ tá a pa fún rẹ.
Verse 8, what did the man do?
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹjọ kí lọkùnrin wá ṣe.
He took Agag, the king of Amalekite, alive.
Ó sì mú Agagi ọba Amaleki láàyè.
He utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
Ó sì fi ojú idà run gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn náà.
But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, of the lambs, and all that was good, I will not utterly destroy them.
Ṣùgbọ́n Saulu àti àwọn ènìyàn náà dá Agagi sí àti èyí tó dára jùlọ nínú àgùntàn àti nínú màálù àti ohun èyí tí ó dára tó bẹ̀ nínú wọn àti ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn àbọ́pa àti gbogbo nǹkan tí ó dára wọn kò sì fẹ́ pa wọ́n run.
But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo nǹkan tí kò dára tí kò sì ní lárí ni wọ́n parun pátápátá.
Verse 12.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning.
Ngba ti Samuel si dide ni kutukutu owurọ lati pade Saul.
And it was told Samuel saying, Saul came to Carmel and behold, he set up a place and is gone about and person are gone to Gilgal.
Wọ́n sì sọ fún Samuel pé Saul ti wá sí Kámẹ́lì, sáàwó, òun kọ́ ibì kan fún ara rẹ̀, ó sì ti lọ, ó sì kọjá síwájú, ó sì sọ̀kalẹ̀ lọ sí Gilgali.
And Samuel came to Saul and Saul said unto him.
Saul sì wí fún pé.
Blessed be thou of the Lord.
Alábùkún ni ọ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa.
I've performed the commandment of the Lord.
Èmi ti ṣe èyí tí Olúwa rán mi.
Telling lies to a prophet.
Ó ń parọ́ fún wòlíì.
And Samuel said.
Samuel sì wí pé.
What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears?
Ǹjẹ́ èwo ni igbe àgùntàn tí èmi ń gbọ́ ní etí mi?
And the lowing of the oxen which I hear.
Àti igbe màálù tí èmi ń gbọ́.
The bleating of the sheep.
Igbe àgùntàn.
He had not done what God wanted.
Kò ṣe ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́.
He had spared the sheep, the goats, and the best things.
Ó ti dá ewúrẹ́, àgùntàn, àti àwọn ohun tó dára sí.
And Samuel said, have you really done what God wanted you to do?
Samuel is saying, "Nje o ti se ohun to Olorun fe ko se."
He said, "I've done the commandment of the Lord. I've carried it out."
O si wi pe, "O ti se ohun ti Olorun ran mi."
Say, "Is that so?"
Je be ni sha.
Say, "What is the meaning of this bleating of the sheep that I hear?"
Ki wa ni igbe awon agutan ti emi ngo yi.
Bleating of the sheep that I hear.
Igbe awon agutan ti emi ngo.
Beloved, tonight is a night for serious self-examination.
Ara aṣálẹ̀ jẹ́ aṣálẹ̀ ìyẹra ẹni wò fínífíní.
In many lives this year.
Nínú ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn lọ́dún yìí.
There is a bleating sheep.
Àgùntàn tó ń kígbe wà.
You thought you had it all sorted out.
O lérò pé o ti yanjú gbogbo rẹ̀.
You thought you could hide things from God.
O lérò pé o lè fi àwọn nǹkan pamọ́.
But no matter how you hide those things.
Mo bó ti wù kó o fi àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn pamọ́.
The sheep will bleat.
Dájúdájú. Àgùntàn yóò kígbe.
The sheep will bleat.
Àgùntàn yóò kígbe.
As a matter of necessity tonight.
Ó ti di ọ̀rọ̀ yàn láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
You need to set up a small court for yourself.
Epo pe ilé ẹjọ́ kan kalẹ̀ fúnra rẹ.
When you examine yourself properly.
Nígbà tó bá yẹra rẹ wò fínífíní.
It will enable you to treat your spiritual wound while it is still fresh.
Yóò lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ láti lè bójú tó ọgbẹ́ rẹ ti tẹ̀mí nígbà tí ò tí ì bẹ.
Before it becomes rotten.
Kó tó di kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rà.
This year a lot of spiritual wounds have become rotten.
Lọ́dún yìí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tẹ̀mí ló ti rà.
Before we enter into the coming year.
Ká tó wọnú ọdún tó bọ̀.
Search out the pollutions in your spirit.
Ṣé àyẹ̀wò kó o sì ṣe ìwádìí àwọn àdàlù tó bẹ nínú ẹ̀mí rẹ?
Search for the throne of unrighteousness in your heart.
Wá ìtẹ́ àìṣòdodo tí ń bẹ nínú ọkàn rẹ.
All the characters you put up this year and the Almighty did not want to become your friend.
Gbogbo àwọn ìwà tó wù lọ́dún yìí tí ò jẹ́ kí ọ̀gá ògo fẹ́ bá ọṣọ rẹ.
That bleating sheep in your life.
Àgùntàn tí ń kígbe nínú ayé rẹ yẹn.
You need to deal with them thoroughly.
O nílò láti bójú tó wọn gidigidi.
You either fight your weaknesses or you perish.
Nínú kó o bá àìlera rẹ jà àbí kó o ṣègbè.
Acknowledgement of your weaknesses is the first step in changing your destiny.
Ìgbésẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ láti lè yí àyànmọ́ ẹni padà, òun ni kó ti ẹ̀kọ́kọ́ gbà pé àìlera rẹ̀ wà.
It is sign of insanity if you keep doing the same thing and you expect a different result.
Àmì ìsinwín àbí ìyàwèrè ni nígbà tí ènìyàn bá múra sí ohun kan náà tó ń ṣe bó ti máa ń ṣe, tó sì ń retí pé kí èsì tó yàtọ̀ sí ohun tó máa ń rí tẹ́lẹ̀ kó wáyé.
Until you show no mercy or sympathy for your weaknesses.
Àbígbà tó o bá kọ̀, tó o ṣe àánú, tó o sì kẹ́dùn pẹ̀lú àìlera rẹ.
Your destiny remains stagnant.
Àyànmọ́ rẹ yóò dúró sójú kan.
One weakness can destroy a person completely.
Àìlera ẹyọ kan o le pa ènìyàn run pátápátá.
One weakness can put a person in the bottom of the ladder.
Àìlera ẹyọ kan ṣo o le mú kí ènìyàn kó wà ní ìsàlẹ̀ àtẹ̀gùn.
One weakness can destroy a very beautiful destiny.
Àìlera ẹyọ kan o le pa àyànmọ́ tó lẹ́wà dáradára
o le pa run. Your refusal to carry out divine command 100% is a problem.
Kíkọ̀ láti mú àṣẹ Ọlọ́run ṣẹ pátápátá ìṣòro ni.
That will not be able to work next year.
Lọ́dún tó ń bọ̀, irú ìyẹn kò ní lè ṣiṣẹ́ o.
For some, the final whistle had already been blown.
Fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn, ìpè jáwọ́ lẹ́nu iṣẹ́, ó ti dún.
And I'm here to help you.
Ó ti wà níhìn-ín láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
An unexamined life will lead to disobedience to God.
Ìgbé ayé tí a ò yẹ̀ wò yóò fa àìgbọràn sí Ọlọ́run.
So if you are here this night,
nítorí náà bó bá bẹ níbí láṣálẹ̀,
you are looking towards the coming year.
Ò ń fojú sọ́nà fún ọdún tuntun.
And there is a bleating sheep in your life.
Ìgbọ́n àgùntàn tí ń ké ó wà láyé rẹ.
It's crying out.
Ó ń kígbe.
You are trying to cover up.
Ó ń gbìyànjú láti bò mọ́lẹ̀.
That anger.
Ìbínú yẹn.
Covering it up.
Ó ń bò mọ́lẹ̀.
The idolatry of the heart.
Ìbọ̀rìṣà ọkàn rẹ.
You are covering up.
Ó ń bò mọ́lẹ̀.
The fornication.
Agbèrè.
You are covering up.
Ó ń bo mọ́ra.
The drunkenness.
Ìmutípara.
You are covering up.
Ó ń bo mọ́ra.
The unseriousness.
Àìmúra gidi.
You are covering up.
Ó ń bo mọ́ra.
The pride.
Ìgbéraga.
You are covering it up.
Ó ń bo mọ́ra.
Let it be known to you.
Yẹ kó di mímọ̀ fún ọ.
That you have an opportunity to change now.
Pé àǹfààní ń bẹ fún ọ nísinsìnyí láti yí padà báyìí.
That is how you can reposition yourself for the coming year.
Bí o ṣe lè gbéra rẹ sí àyè tó tọ́ fún ọdún tó ń bọ̀ nìyẹn.
If this is not done,
bí a ò bá ṣe eléyìí,
you become a candidate of spiritual impotency.
Ó wá di ẹni tí ò ní lè ṣe nípa tẹ̀mí.
And you give the enemy opportunity to strangulate your spiritual life.
Ó sì fi àǹfààní fún ọ̀tá láti fún ìgbé ayé ẹ̀mí rẹ lọ́rùn pa.
You will be unable to resist spiritual attacks.
O ní lè dojú ìjà kọ àwọn ìgbógun tẹ̀mí.
He said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes."
And Christianity ni ó bí, ó pé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
He said, "I'm even a pastor."
Olùṣọ́gùtàn ti ẹni mí.
He said, "But what is the meaning of this bleating, the bleating of the sheep that I hear?"
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ni pé àwọn àgùntàn tí mò ń gbọ́ ní etí mi?
This one bleating, what is the meaning?
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí igbe, kí ni túmọ̀ rẹ̀?
If you don't stop the bleating of the sheep,
bí o bá fòpin sí ìgbé àwọn àgùntàn,
by being 100% obedient to God,
nípa gbígbọ́ràn pátápátá sí Ọlọ́run,
and making up your mind assisted by the Holy Ghost to change your ways,
pẹ̀lú àtìlẹ́yìn ẹ̀mí mímọ́ kó o sì pinnu pé o fẹ́ yí ọ̀nà rẹ padà,
the enemy will just have a field day.
Ọ̀tá yóò kàn máa ṣiṣẹ́ lọ láì rẹ́ ni dá wọn dúró ni.
And arrows of the enemy will begin to prosper in the person's life.
Àwọn ọfà ọ̀tá yóò sì máa ṣe rere nínú ayé ẹni náà.
You are in this year.
Ó ń bẹ nínú ọdún yìí.
You were unable to resist temptation.
O lè dojú ìjà kọ ìdẹ̀wò.
Therefore, anything the enemy wanted to do, he did it with you.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀, gbogbo ọjọ́ tàbá fẹ́ ṣe.
You are in this year.
Nínú ọdún yìí.
You were threatened in your dreams.
Wọ́n halẹ̀ mọ́ lójú àlá.
And the threat came to real life.
Ìhàlẹ̀ ọ̀hún ó ti ṣẹ lójú ayé.
You are in this year.
Nínú ọdún yìí.
You heard the sound of the rapture.
O gbọ́ ìró ìpè.
Others went, you didn't go.
Ìró ìpè ìgbàsókè àwọn ẹlòmíràn lọ ṣùgbọ́n wo lọ.
You are having the rapture failure dreams.
Òun láàlà ìkùnà ìgbàsókè.
Already this year.
Lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ nínú ọdún yìí.
You have this hatred for long prayer session.
O ní ìkórira fún àwọn àkókò àdúrà tó gùn.
You're getting tired in your spirit.
O ń sú ọ nínú ẹ̀mí rẹ.
You sometimes you choose to commit sin instead of suffering.
Nígbà mìíràn kàkà kó o jìyà, ó tẹ Ọlọ́run kó o kú ní adé ṣẹ̀.
You only work for God when there is something to be gained.
Nígbà tí nǹkan bá wà tó rí gbà ló ṣiṣẹ́ fún Ọlọ́run.
The Almighty will no longer store back those things as we are entering into this next year.
Ọ̀gá ògbó ò ní fàyè gbarú àwọn nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́ ní ọdún titun táwọn
ọmọ yìí. You are in this year.
ninu odun yi have been bombarded by tormenting anxiety.
Aniyan adani loro o yo lenu.
You are suffering from spiritual dullness.
O jiya la ninu aija baba ninu temi.
And a deep seated unbelief.
Ati aigbagbo to jinle pupo pupo.
Weak meditation, weak spiritual lives.
Igbe aye mi ti o lagbara, ise asaro ti o lagbara.
The sheep is bleating now.
Agutan kigbe bayi.
You need to go and silence of bleating sheep.
Onilo lati lo pa awon agutan to nkigbe ti rele.
Some are deceiving themselves. They think they are deceiving everybody.
Awon elomiran tora won danu. Won ro pa won ton gbogbo eyan je.
You cannot deceive the devil.
O le tan esu je.
Is the master of deception.
Ohun ni oga etan.
You cannot deceive God.
O le tan Olorun je.
God knows everything.
Ori Olorun mo gbogbo.
At the end of the day, the only person you will end up deceiving is yourself. I want you to understand this very well. They say, hey, the pastor has not seen me. Nobody sees me. It's a lie. Even if nobody sees you, there is someone in heaven writing down the records. It's like the story of that small boy who followed his father to a farm to go and steal.
To tele baba re lo sinu oko lati lo ji nkan nu oko loko.
And the father said, stand in that corner.
Baba re si pe iwo lugo sibe yen.
Anytime you see anybody coming,
igba to ba eni keni to nbo,
say ho.
O ja se ho,
so that we can escape.
Baba le sa sala.
So the father bent down, started digging.
Baba re ba bere o bere si wule.
The boy said, ho.
Omo na ba ni ho.
Lord said, who is coming? Is anybody coming here? But I said, no. So then why are you saying who?
Said,
Daddy, somebody is watching you. Say, who is watching me? So somebody is watching you, Daddy. The man continued. The man said,
who?
Who is it?
Tani.
Said, Daddy.
Baba mi.
Somebody is watching.
Say,
who?
Talent, no.
The boy pointed towards heaven. God is watching. And the Bible says, what you do under your bed will be proclaimed on housetop. You can never be smarter than sin. Sin is a destroyer, smarter than everybody. It will blow out one day. And everyone will know what you are doing. This is a very serious matter. As a result of this beating sheep, came the popular verse in this first Samuel.
Verse 22.
And Samuel said,
Samuel is
at the Lord has great delight in both offering and sacrifices and as in obeying the voice of the Lord. So behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of lambs. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he
hath
also rejected thee from being king. That was all. Only one sin. Disobedience. Have you been disobedient to the Almighty this year? You have an opportunity before we enter into the next year to repent and do a roundabout turn. You may not have another opportunity. And this is why I'm giving you the opportunity now. Rise up on your feet, everybody.
Rise,
everybody remain standing. If you are in this meeting tonight, I want you to understand what I'm saying.
You
say, man of God, I am not a child of God yet. I want to become a child of God. I don't want to enter into the new year as a child of the devil. Wherever you are, I'm
run to the altar at the front here.
Sure was it pepe waju
bi. Any of the two altars at the back.
Abi eyi to ba wo ninu awon pepe meji to.
The Sophia at the altar.
Eyi te wa ni waju pepe.
I congratulate you.
Okay, those
of you watching us online too,
or
on the satellite that you are surrendering your life to Jesus, I congratulate you. Just close your eyes and see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Because you've taken the most important decision in life. Father, I thank you for your children here. This decision you've taken to be permanent in their lives in the name of Jesus. Keep them standing by your power. Forgive them of all their sins. Keep them standing in a new way. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Open your eyes and look at me here. You've taken the most important decision in life. A decision that will propel you into your destiny. And I congratulate you. Amen.
Amen.
Raise up your voices like thunder as you pray this prayer. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. Say this loud and clear. The power of negative carryover. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Jesus is here.
Jesus Beni.
Masika tende kande labokoya mushanda. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. His glory is in this place. Aha. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
With multiple violence.
Pelu ipa to po niye.
You shout this again loud and clear.
Igbele ina lohun rara.
Every owner of evil, Lord.
Gbogbo eleru ibi
na. Aliyo Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and begin to decree. Decree by the decree of heaven. Decree by the decree of the Almighty. Maseka parakaya boshendera bosente ya baraba. Something is happening
already.
In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my breakthroughs. Look at me by fire.
Jesus.
Masika poti rakaya boshanda. Ribo sopanda kaya boshanda ramasanta. Nakantanda rabo sopola kaya boshanda. Ribo piali kata. Open your mouth and declare it. Declare it loud and clear. Jesus is here.
Jesus Beni.
Aha.
Beni.
Amen. Shout 21 hallelujah. Thank you Jesus. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Sing it loud.
We thank you, Lord.
determination. Pray with a rugged violence. Because 11. 11 is the number of extra measure.
Oje number idimo tole.
The number of overflow.
Number akunwasile.
Can you shout this loud?
Kibele ilowoke.
My Father.
Baba mi.
Change my garment this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. Say, oh God,
arise
and favor me this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus.
Say this year. Every enemy that comes against me shall stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Maseka pati lakaya boshanda. Ribo sepende kaya boshente raba kataraba. Yes. They must stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. If you can shout this prayer loud, the angels that are here now are ready with your answers. Say, this year,
Lord, do you?
Must not fail. In the name of Jesus, I must not fail. Masika tenda kaya boshandara. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, seven hot times, you will declare on your life like the Shunammite woman. It is well with me. You say it seven times. Then you had in Jesus' name. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and say, it is well with me. 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 In the name of
Jesus.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As
I pray now, let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. All these hands that are pointed here to this altar, let your power, your favor, your glory, your anointing fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let these hands become the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of power, the hands of strength, the hands of glory, the hands of the anointing. You those hands receive the touch of the power of God in the name of Jesus. Lay the hands on your head now. Keep it there and be silent. Be silent. There are 250 persons laying that hand of fire on their own heads now. As I count seven from here, those powers that do not want you to lift your head, the powers of failure at the edge of breakthrough, they will disconnect instantly from your life. Also, as I count seven now, that stubborn infirmity that has been tormenting your destiny, tormenting your children, as I count seven, they will disconnect from your life. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Four, in the name of Jesus. Five, in the name of Jesus. Six,
ever,
in the name of Jesus. And this is the final one. Seven, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
Ben.
I decree that all the good things you lay your hands upon this year shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Where they do not know you before, your God shall promote you, they shall know you there. The kind of places they say you cannot get to, the kind of houses they say you cannot build, the kind of certificates they say you will not get, the kind of progress they say will not belong to you, this year, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, receive them now. Receive them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I do pray, Baba.